I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, guys, welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fook.
Yay! I was just thinking that as he'd be more dodgy, you know? He's going to do
I know,
it.
I know,
we have got a special guest in today. His name is Luke Hamner. And he is a TikTok and Instagram superstar, I would say. He's just pulled the face. Honestly, like, we made a list at the end of the year of people that we wanted on the podcast. And you were in...
at the bottom.
No!
And everyone else said no. So,
that's
here
just why
we
you're
are
here.
With Lou.
And you were the cheapest.
Oh, God. And honestly, like, we... we're like, we need him ASAP. So you are our first guest of the year.
I'm very excited to be here.
We rarely have guests as well. Because believe it or not, our listeners say they actually love it when it's just us chatting shit.
I love it. I've seen it.
Yeah,
but we knew that we would be able to chat shit with you, Luke.
I can chat the shitty shit you want to shit.
Yes! Perfect, perfect. Right, okay. So you can follow Luke on socials. Have a look so you can get a vibe. I'm sure you guys, when you hear the name, you're like, who? As soon as you see this face, you will know exactly who we're talking about.
You will
about.
Have sent his TikToks to your mates 100%. Without a doubt. So you will know who it is. Ashley, my inbox from Ashley is literally like, Luke.
Oh, I love that.
Honestly.
What are your handles then, Luke, so people can have a little look?
It's very, very straightforward. It's Luke Hamner on Instagram and Luke Hamner on TikTok.
Easy.
Stunning. So, right, Luke, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah.
So I've had a little look, and on Instagram, you've got over 1 million followers.
Yeah.
Wow!
Over 1 million.
Is that new information to you?
Wow!
Did you not know that?
I'll tell you why. Lauren. Everything, I look at TikTok.
Yeah.
So, which is absolutely mega, but I just think 1 million sounds so...
What
and a million
did you
on Instagram?
Do when you're hitting a mil?
Do you know what?
Balloons? No?
I did do a balloon, but I try to do things to celebrate everything 1 million.
Yeah.
I brought, like, do you know the 1 million sweets that you get?
Millions.
Millions.
Yeah, I was going to do like a naked sheet with that and just cover.
Stop
oh
it.
Oh my God, the bits me, with the millions.
How many millions would you need to cover it is what I want to
know. I need a lot of millions to cover this.
How many boxes?
No, I was going to get the millions. I was going to get the 1 million sweets to cover it, but then my manager was like, maybe you should not do that. And then I got like, I think my boyfriend put like a 1M on a balloon, so I thought.
Oh, that's cute. That's cuter potentially than covering your penis with sweets.
We love a craft queen.
Yeah.
So just one. And
stunning.
I was like, aww. I know, what else did I do? Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I painted 1M on my mum's front lawn.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did she have to say? Because you involve your mum quite a lot.
Yeah. To be fair, my mum's like my best friend. So she didn't hit the roof as much as I thought she would, but she was like, she called me a bit of a...
Were you disappointed that she didn't hit the roof? I like it when my mum hits the roof. It's like a game.
It is a game because the thing is with my mum, I think she just expects everything from me.
Yeah.
So me painting a 1M on her garden thing, she just thought...
Yeah, it could have been much worse.
It's just Luke. He's done a lot worse than that in his life.
Right. So, Luke, let's start from the beginning of you becoming this international social media honestly, I would say superstar once superstar. You go past a million. Ooh. I've had a look on your video views as well. The biggest one that I could find had over 20 million views. Come on, you know what the biggest one is. How many?
I actually don't. I don't. I'm not being funny when I say this. I do a video and I look at a couple of comments and I just...
Do you not really?
It freaks me yeah, out. Yeah. If I see that over a million of people... See, I did a video with my nan the other day. This popular sound where it's like, do, you know that one?
Yes.
And I saw it, and then it was like the first 2 hours, it was on like 500,000 views. And I just went, do you know what? I'm
done.
I'm done with yeah. looking at that and seeing yeah. what it, because for one, I don't want to go through it all. And there's been one dickhead that's like, oh, you yeah. do you know what I mean? And
there always is one. The so comments just, on our TikToks.
Oh,
I'm quite lucky. I don't get a lot. So I'm very, very lucky.
Ours is mainly men.
Angry men.
It's always yeah. the same with pretty yeah. girls, with men.
Yeah.
Angry men. Mm. Yeah. They're angry at this. Do you not? So do you find that you don't get too much no. negativity? And if you no. do, what do you do? Do you just...
I try not to look for it.
Yeah.
So good. I think the first thing we all do is that when we do a video or we do content, we look through the comments and then we find that one that goes... You're a dickhead. Yeah. You're horrible. Yeah. You're not funny. Yeah. And it sits and plays on your mind.
It does.
But there's like 300 other comments that are like, I love you. You're yeah. amazing.
You
and
just flick
but you
them.
Just like, oh, well, this person's called me this. But I'm very, very good now at looking at the top 5 comments mm-hmm. and move on.
Right.
That's a good life hack.
Your social media, you started it, you got big in COVID, didn't you?
Yeah.
So tell us from the beginning, like, where it came from. So what job did you have at the time? Do yeah. you still work full-time, Luke? What yeah. is, like, the plan going forward? Tell us it all.
Yeah, so I started in COVID. I was separated from my family. They live in Stoke. I was in Stockport. It was just me and my boyfriend. We were in this tiny flat with no garden. I know. Do you know when people were sunbathing? I was just like putting my legs outside the window trying to get a tan.
Were you rotating the legs?
Yeah, like this. Just like, come on. Oh, I know I'm ginger, but I want a tan. No, started in COVID. For the first year, I would say I was just messing about.
Right.
Like not doing dances because like I don't think I could dance. I think I can dance, but I clearly can't. I was just doing dances, doing lip syncs, which was a big thing when TikTok yeah. first started. And then my friend encouraged me to say, you can make people laugh. Why yeah. don't you just start putting your own stuff on there? And then I did, like, I just pretended to be a mum on one of these videos.
I love those videos where you do that.
And then I went for a walk, came back, and then it just blew up, and it just went from there.
So what were you doing at the time, job-wise?
I was an insurance team leader.
Oh, that's
not what I expected.
You know, I'm also a trained teacher. Seems very serious. I'm also a trained teacher.
Are you? Yeah. Primary, high?
High.
Oh, God.
I know.
Very brave.
I know. I honestly did it for a year. And after I went, I don't like children.
No. And it's not children, it's teenagers.
I don't get paid enough.
No.
For
the abuse.
This person called Bob to call me a prick.
Yeah. No,
I
get it.
When I want to hit kids.
Yeah. No.
I'm joking, by the way.
Listen, we all want to, as long as you don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, right, so you did all of that and then COVID happened, social yep. media got big, and were you just like, do you know what, I'm not going back to work?
So I've been working until recently, so only for like a couple of months. Love that job.
Yeah.
It's made me a lot more confident.
Right.
Managing teams, it was great, but it was the fact that now I've got an opportunity.
You have.
This opportunity isn't given to anyone. You have to work at an opportunity for like this. You know, one's just given, for example, Molly May, she's not given 7 million followers and going, go what you can
yeah,
do
yeah,
with
yeah,
that
yeah,
Molly.
Yeah.
It's a case of she's...
You take the opportunity.
Exactly.
Yes. It's there. Exactly. Not everyone gets it.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting because we've got some... influence. We say the word influencer, like it's a very broad word now.
Yeah, people but hate it or people
I would say that all of us here are influencers in a sense.
I don't like that word.
Yeah.
But I do understand that I am an I wouldn't say I'm an influencer.
Content creator.
Yeah, and I know that makes me sound like I'm
up your ass. Yeah.
It's the fact that I would make videos to make people laugh. And to try and, I don't know, bring some sort of relatability
joy. Yeah, yeah.
and joy. That's what I want to do.
No.
So with influencing, it, it does happen because he would say, I want you to promote this product.
Yeah.
If I love the product, I'll do it. So in that sense, it is influencing. Yeah. So it's kind of intertwined, I think.
Well, because obviously we have both been the same where when we started the podcast, we had our full-time jobs and Lauren did until very recently as well.
Yeah.
But you are mega famous. Like when you walked down the road with us just then, I could see people like turning.
I thought they were looking at your
looking.
Ass.
Well, I could see people turning and looking at you. What did your team at work think of working with you when you've got a million followers on Instagram?
Yeah, were they positive? Were they a bit
very
bitchy?
Very positive. I'm not gonna lie, the people that I've worked with or the people that my friends have all been supportive. They've all said you've got to go and chase it, like, because you don't know when this is going to end.
Absolutely.
Everything can end tomorrow.
Yeah,
we could all get cancelled. Don't, but anything can happen.
Yeah,
so they were just like, just run with the opportunity where you can do it.
Stunning. So what is the plan then now, Luke, that you have fully immersed yourself as a content creator? What is the plan for you for the next 5 years?
My plan would be, I, because a lot of people are a big fan of my mum, me and my mum have decided we're probably going to do a podcast.
Stunning.
Yeah. So the good thing about us doing a podcast is we've got very different views. She's 30 years older than me. Obviously, I'm 31. She's 60. 59 plus one, sorry, mum. And we've got very different ideas and outlooks of situations.
Yes.
So we
you can ask, answer dilemmas, exactly. That kind
Agony
of thing.
Aunt.
Love that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do.
Love
that's
that.
Our thought process. In
so today is a little taster for you because we have got some dilemmas coming up.
Come on, let me have a
Have a sip. We want your real answers here.
I've got some little juicy questions that I want to fly through before we get on to the next bit. Have you ever uploaded a video, Luke, and immediately regretted doing it?
Probably in the past.
Yeah.
I've looked at some videos and I went, you're fucking not funny.
Yeah. You thought you were at the
honestly,
time.
I was like, this is going to be so funny.
Yeah.
And then when I look back in like 2 years, I'm like, you're really not funny.
Does your humour change, do you think?
I've tried to evolve it as much as possible. So I'm not just one character that people recognise before.
Yes.
So people always go, mum character. Love that. Love that people just say I'm a mum character. But I love it when people say, I love the parts when you do gentle mum. I love it when you do siblings or you do reaction videos. I'm like, yes.
So you're not a one-trick pony.
Exactly.
My favourite one is the stitches that you do.
On Insta.
And will share some on our page. But honestly, the best one for
sorry,
me...
Sorry, I'm laughing at the grandma.
...was when it was Justin Bieber in the car. And he's
not
like,
Justin Bieber.
Hey, do you want to come to this party and you wind your car window?
Oh my God, yeah.
That is one of the funniest things.
That was the one where I got scared because I looked at it, I think it was after an hour or 2 hours, and it was on like, say, a million views.
Mm-hmm. No,
and
it's way more than that now.
And I went, okay, I need to stop with this, move on to the next one, turn my phone
it
off.
Was, okay. Honestly, it was so funny.
Thank you.
So speaking of like the stitches that you've done with people, because a lot of them, Luke, are like celebrities or top influencers, content creators, whatever you want to call them. Do they ever respond to them?
I wondered that.
So for a while, at the start of this year, we had the All Stars Love Island.
Yes.
And I would never, ever take the mick out of anyone. That's not what my thing is. It's all satire. It's all jokes.
I didn't ever get that vibe off you.
No, it's all like jokes. It's
nothing's
vibes.
Nothing's nasty.
It's imitating. That's all it is with me. So I did one of the twins, Eve and Jess. Lovely, lovely girls. I met them, I think, last week. And they were like, Luke, you did that video of us. Loved it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I would never go, oh, this person's this. Never. My aim is always to just make them laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. But Justin Bieber didn't respond to that one. Not
I can't
that we know
that
of.
One.
It's not Justin Bieber.
It is in the car.
I know which one you mean, isn't it? It just looks like him.
Is it not?
No,
it's just a man.
When you're saying Justin Bieber,
it
I was
looks
like,
it's
the one where he's thinking, I ain't fucking done that one, but I'm not saying anything. No, it's that man in the car that turns and just like, it's not Justin Bieber,
no,
it's a fit young lad.
I know
what
you're trying to run about. That's not Justin Bieber.
Is it not?
No.
Actually, he's so old.
I don't know who it is.
Just it looks like Justin
it's just a random person.
Just like a teenager.
Yeah. It just, you're so old.
Fuck you.
That's anyway,
don't look old though.
Right, okay. I've made something up here with Lauren for you.
Oh, God. What is it?
It's called Phrases to Retire Forever. So we've taken this from a meme, and I just want to read through them.
And if you've done them, then...
And if you've done them or if you've seen them, I just want to get your reaction to them. So there is a lot of stuff going around at the minute with... Like, I remember when I was younger and I used to post a video or a selfie or a picture or whatever, I'd be, like, Googling, like, Drake song lyrics.
Oh, my God. I used to have on my notes... Captions yeah, when I was
good
single.
Captions.
Yeah. Good captions ready. And yeah. It was a Drake lyric. What was the Drake lyric that everybody used? I can't. City. Something about city. Something come to my city or something
oh,
like that.
No,
no, I'm a Spice Girl through and through. So
oh,
no,
Spice Girl yeah, captions. Yeah, yeah. Can we make that a thing, guys?
If you
want to
be my love.
To become yeah. one.
Oh, stunning. Oh,
if you're with your partner.
Yeah, two oh. become
Valentine's Day.
If you have a baby.
Write yeah. that down.
Two become one. That's
there
my pregnancy
go.
Announcement.
Stunning. Right, so I've got some here, and I just want to look at Luke's reaction
See,
on his
I've done
face
it. Okay.
for a second. No, just your reaction. Okay. I did a thing. Adulting. Oh. I'm not crying, you're crying. I'm just going to leave this here. So this happened. My person.
Oh.
Fur baby. Oh. All of the feels. The struggle is real. Boy did good.
That is probably the worst one, I think.
Boy did good.
Christmas. Pandora.
Michael Kors.
Boy did good.
Yes.
Pandora. Argos jewellery.
Yeah. All set out on the bed. They've spent 10 minutes Boy. Moving everything so the presents are set out in a perfect way.
Boy
oh,
did
what's
good.
The other one that they do? In My Era. That's a new one.
For me, wholesome.
Wholesome.
I have done In My Era.
Oh, no.
No, I have. I know I have. But I did it when it was cool.
Okay.
I don't do it now. But all of them that you've just yeah. said makes me feel sick. And the reason why is because I am not a lovey-dovey person.
No.
I'm not a romanticizer.
Like her.
I'm very, very, not cold, I would say. I'm very much.
Very you.
Like, if my partner touches me,
I've
like,
never even seen a picture of you and your partner.
I never will.
Oh, no.
Tell
this
us
is an
about this.
I just think certain elements of your life should be private.
I totally
I'm just going to leave now because I feel completely...
I don't show my kids and I rarely show my
feel
husband.
I only show it on close friends.
Yes,
and
I've got close friends.
And the only reason why is because I'm a psycho jealous bitch.
Right.
So if my boyfriend
oh my God,
is on yes. my post and suddenly I get
People
a message
go after him. Yeah.
saying, oh, I saw him in town with someone, I'll be like... Where the fuck were you? Where were you? He was like, Luke, I was at work till like half five. What you want about? I am that psycho where I would believe anyone that anyone says
you have
to me.
Protect your space.
Exactly. I have to protect it. And I also think there's a lot of stuff that I would keep private. My sister, my dad, a lot of my family, my boyfriend. The reason why is because
your house, all that.
Yeah, I have to keep it private because there is some fucking weirdos
yeah.
around.
There is so many weirdos.
I have been followed around the gym. I have been followed home. I have been...
What?
I'm not even kidding. I have had serious, like...
Skating Baby Reindeer.
I've not seen that yet.
Oh, you need
I've watched
to watch
20
it.
Minutes, so now I feel like I should join
right,
in.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And
it,
some people are...
No, I know.
Fair play to them, like...
That's fine, yeah. You do you.
Yeah, but it scares
what, boys
me.
Or girls or both?
Boys,
yeah.
And then there was one that was a girl, and she was constantly filming me.
That's
and
is that
following
allowed?
Me. I don't know actually. I didn't
that
ask.
Might be illegal.
Yeah,
but I was in Albert Slosh, and she was filming me, and then
like,
I left.
You just want to be out.
There's boundaries.
Like, yeah,
really
and then when I went
that.
To another club, and I was with my partner, we were at the bar filming. And I was
no.
like, oh, God.
No.
I was like, this is so... What if I was in the middle of a row with him?
Yeah.
Like,
imagine.
You're that. He's like, oh, my God, look how aggressive Luke is.
Yeah.
But actually, it's him that's probably done yeah. something. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah. what does your boyfriend think of all of this?
Very supportive.
Good.
Very
that's,
supportive.
That's really good.
Yeah, very supportive, very protective. I think if I ever... Like when we're out and stuff, because when people do come over and it's mm-hmm. lovely that people come mm-hmm. over, but there's some people that come over and say they pull
yeah,
or
yeah,
they push.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
had
yeah.
it before when someone's pushed him out the way, he's drinking all over. Do you know what I mean? So he's very good at just like controlling the situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, but no, he's really supportive.
Do you think you can't really go out in Manchester and stuff that much anymore?
No, I mean, it's great. I love people coming over and saying, like, about videos because it's all positive. Like,
and that's what you're doing it for.
Yeah, no one's come over and been like, you're horrible, like, you being a prick. Like, it's really nice that people come over. It's just that people come over and film.
Yeah. Do you think if they've had a drink,
you two must have had it.
Oh, yeah, we do. I can't go out in Manchester anymore. Like, it's not because there's loads of people coming over. It's like what you said, like, I just don't know how to be like, no, like,
it's personal space. And I think when people have had a drink, they're very pushy and pully and very, and
who would you go over to and ask for a picture?
I don't. Oh, do you know what? I probably would. I probably would go over and speak to them, but I'd also, I'm very tactful of when to do it. I won't go over
while
to them
they're
in
eating.
I won't go over when they're eating. I won't go over to a mid deep conversation.
Yes.
But all I'm saying is, I'm not saying it to be up myself. I love people coming over. It's fantastic. It's great. This is why we do it.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good
platform to be on. It's just that sometimes when people follow you, it freaks me out.
And I'd agree with that.
Just to make it clear, he likes fans, but not don't follow.
When I was in the gym, I was running and my friend was next to me and this person was staring at me on this machine. And I said to my friend Emily, I was like, I think that guy's staring at me, but I don't know. And then she was like, oh, I think he is. So I stopped and went to another machine.
Yeah.
He then went to another machine and stopped.
No. And in the gym, you want to feel like safe.
Yeah, but I mean like staring, but like slunched down, looking at me staring. Oh, and I was like, oh my God. So I said to Emily, I was like, we need to leave.
Yeah.
So as we were going this way, he followed. So we went this way and he ran to me.
Ran? What?
I was like, just want to say, I love your videos. Where are you going? I was like, thank you so much. I'm just going home.
And he's like, I'll come with you.
Went downstairs. He followed me to my car.
That's creepy.
I did some Grand Theft Auto shit. I need to get out of here. But no, yeah, really, really lovely people come over. But sometimes
just
they're
not
a bit like,
home.
It's overwhelming as well because I think sometimes I don't know how to act when people compliment me.
Agree. Yeah.
If someone says, like when you were saying about videos and stuff, I'm like, I don't know how to act with this. But someone comes over and says, I love you. I'm like, I love you. I love you as well.
Do you just like one of them where they go, I love your videos. I love your videos.
Yeah, they're like, why are they right? Videos.
Now, you've decided, so you're not going to be influencer that sells shite that they don't actually use. So me and Lauren always say
we're on that page.
We are totally on that page. Like, even if someone says to me, like, can I gift you this? And I know it's something I'm absolutely not interested in, I won't respond. Like, that's it. But if it's something like a brand that I already love and I've tagged them and they get in touch and it's very organic in that way. But unfortunately, you know, we discussed this, I think it was last week on the Patreon episode, we said influencing is kind of, I think everyone's seen through it now a little bit. Yep.
The like, fake influencing.
Yep. The fake influencing. So it's stuff that influencers do that we would like to ban. So we've made some things here.
Yep.
My worst one is the leg flick when they show an outfit.
Oh, the foot out. The foot out and then
see
back
what
in.
You mean.
Like the.
No, it's this.
Yeah, look, that. Yeah.
Oh my God, I've done that twice.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
I've done it
twice. But everyone does it on Instagram.
Can I tell you why?
Go on.
To show your fucking trainer. Yeah.
To show your shoe or trainer.
To show your shoe. I've done it twice. And I think
don't
I looked
mind
gorgeous
that. I'm not going to lie. I don't mind that.
Right.
Because I think if you were like, say, a fashionista influencer, which I'm not, that is a good one, I think, to show you.
I'm sorry, I like that.
I like that one.
We won't,
bitch.
We
tell you what I don't like.
Come on.
Tippy tapper. This. They get the product.
What's it? AMSR.
And then they go. And then
ASMR.
Where you can't deal with the set. And they go like this.
Yeah.
On the product.
So, guys, I've got a new foundation.
And then they tap the lid.
Yeah.
I also love the backhand of the
product. Oh, yeah.
Products.
Yeah, look. I've got a lipstick.
I like that.
I don't mind it. I took the mick out
it
of it on one of my videos.
It makes me feel very
QVC
when I'm doing it.
When I've done one of my videos where I pretend to be an influencer.
No.
And I had this
It was
matte
when you did the live. No,
yes.
It was And singing. Yeah,
and it was like, can you shout out Billy's had a really hard year? No.
And then he's doing this live. And it's like a song playing in the background. And he's like, hi guys, so I'm just logging on. waiting for a few of you to join. And then he's like,
he goes, I promise I won't let go. And it was like, sorry. And it was like, sorry, the comments are going really fast. Can you shout out Billie's head really hard yet? No. I've actually seen lives when they've actually done that.
No,
I've seen lives when it's... Do you know when you go on lives? First of all, very dangerous lives are.
Very
dangerous lives
are. Well, cancelable.
Very cancelable.
Life-ending.
Why?
Can't go on when you've had a drink. Definitely not.
Absolutely not. No. Can you imagine a camera following you after you've had a few drinks? Yeah,
like,
not
no,
a chance.
No,
I don't know how these Geordie Shore people and like Tommy Stubb do it. I know,
on TikTok and everything. When you look at Geordie Shore back in the day, and people slagged them off and they did... I did exactly what they did.
Yeah.
Just no one followed me. Like, it's not them, it's the camera.
God, my uni days. Jesus. I was naked most of my uni days.
Oh, I'm always thinking.
Around the streets. Now, that would be indecent exposure.
Oh, of course it would. Right, we've got a genuine question here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine.
When we start our videos, Luke,
I feel like you're doing a seance.
There's only one thing that we say, and it's...
Hi, guys. What else can we
inspire
say?
Inspire us.
Hi, nipped up sluts.
Oh, love that.
Why did you call them something?
We tried.
It is the hardest thing.
Hard.
There's no...
Best... Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Gang? I don't know.
Hi, gang. Oh,
no, it's a lot, isn't it?
You can't.
Gang
you
or
can't.
Troops.
Troops is not good. Troops.
Disgusting.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so we're going to do a section here now, Luke, which we call Bargain Bucket. We do it every single week. Lauren, do the song.
Bargain bucket.
Love that from us. Okay, so
it fortunately is getting brighter and lighter.
It is, thank God, because I didn't think I could take much more of it.
I know. I got out of bed this morning and I was like, oh, baby. This is a bit more me.
Yeah. You feel so much better, don't you? And one of the things that we are always getting asked about, so we decided we would look more into this, is how to give yourself a bronzy face.
A glow.
Without an orange, without the fake tan. Yeah. Just a bronzy look that you can give or take.
Subtle.
Da-da. Right. We found something for you. So the Iconic London bronzing drops. Now, we have worked with Iconic London before. We're lucky they're sponsoring the episode today. And we've worked with them loads, haven't we?
Like, honestly. For ages.
I reckon we've worked with them for about, what, 2 years?
I've used their stuff for years. Yeah. And one of the products that I always go to get a glow is that Underglow primer. And it comes in the little pipette one. You use it all the time as well.
Yes, I didn't know it was called that, but yes, I did.
It's fantastic.
I like the Prep Set Glow.
The spray.
Yes.
Oh, I can't get enough of that.
I like that because sometimes my face can go a little bit dry and it looks flat. So I give it a nice
it
little
spray.
It
revives your makeup,
and you can
it?
Take it while you... I have it in the bag. They do mini ones. Spray,
yes,
spray.
Yes, I've got a few mini ones. I honestly go through that stuff. It's fantastic. And do you know when the spray is nice for as well? When you're on holiday.
Yes. one of their new products that I'm really enjoying at the minute is the bronzing drops. So it's
stunning.
The instant sunshine bronzing drops.
I know the ones. I have got them. I tend to not do too much of a face fake tan because it does, when you're getting treatments like us, it goes dry, it goes patchy. It gives you blackheads. This, the instant bronzing sunshine drops, they're called, Lauren. Basically, you put it on and it gives you a glowy tan. So that also, the reason why I like them is it makes your face match your neck.
So one of the things that I love about it and the reason that I was like, ooh, yes, I like this new product. Ooh, lady. It's because, right, this is my problem. So you go on holiday, yeah? You try and keep your face out of the sun, but you get the sun and you get a tan, don't you? Your body gets the tan. Now, what do you do? Do you take a foundation a shade darker? Do you take two foundations? Do you bronze yourself to death? No. So with this, you can add it to anything. So you can pop a little bit in your moisturiser. You can put it in your foundation.
Yeah.
And it gives you like a glowy, sun-kissed tan. Do you know, just like on your highlighter bits, like on your cheeks, that kind of thing. But you can add it to whatever. And body cream.
Yeah.
Gives you like a glow in your collarbone, in your lotion.
In your sun cream.
It's
gorgeous.
And it's not orange. It just gives you a little bit more colour.
Stunning. Well, guys, Iconic, like we said, they are sponsoring us and they have given us a discount code for you guys. So if you type in at the checkout NipTuck20, there is a huge 20% discount, which is valid site-wide. It does, however, exclude bundles and sale items. So guys, go and grab this while you can. Right, so speaking on the subject of looking sun-kissed and tanned, Luke, we have heard that you are a little bit of a fake tan connoisseur.
Because I'm a ginger person.
Okay.
I don't want to go out in the sun.
Yeah. Is it okay to say ginger?
I mean, yes,
I mean,
Lauren.
It's not ginger. It's like, you can call me ginger.
I don't know. I thought we now kind of went more with like a redhead. No, is ginger okay?
I don't mind what you call me, to be fair.
Right, okay. So anyway, being ginger, I'm saying that.
I just don't think it's a word you can use anymore.
Right. No, but I'm pale, and also
don't look pale.
Oh, well,
and you don't look ginger.
I see what you mean, yeah.
But
I'm pale ale.
We do not sunbed anymore, do we, Lauren? We don't. Oh my God, when did you last go
out? Can I just say, on this note, I had a scare. Like,
really?
2 years ago, I was in Ibiza, didn't lather up properly, and I had a mole, and it went really, really dark. And then this is very serious, sorry about this, took a turn.
No.
And I went to the hospital to get it out, cut it all out, cut the skin out around it, and they were like, very lucky, because gingers on my back, I've got a scar on my back, and you've said gingers are very, very prone to skin cancer.
So now you are not
tanning.
I am
very much like, I tan, like, and when I go out, like, say, when I go Ibiza or something, I would lather
50.
Up. Maybe not 50.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I like?
I'm careful.
The spray ones.
The mist.
Like, why is not everyone not misting?
I love the mist. Do you mean the sun cream?
Yeah, you just mist.
Love it.
Like,
love
literally.
It. Love it.
So, what, you know, being a fake tan connoisseur and everything, and you tan constantly. Tell us some of your fake tan disasters or any fake tan tips. Do you use a brush sometimes, Luke?
Where do you end it here?
Yeah.
Right, so this
as
is
a man, where
this
does it
is
end?
A disaster of all disasters.
Go.
Up until, I'm not even lying, 3 years ago, and I'm swear on my mum's life, so you know it's serious.
Right.
I didn't know you had to wash tan off.
Shut up. So you would put it on and then go out smelling?
I would put it on.
What, like a mousse?
I would put tan on, my arms, my face.
And you thought that was just it?
And I went, why is everyone else's so nice and mine is so streaky?
And you didn't wash it off?
I've been doing that for about 10 years.
Oh my God, you must stink, your poor boyfriend.
10 years I've been doing that, and then the next day when I have a shower,
you think, oh,
my tan is absolutely incredible.
So you would literally go out with the mousse freshly applied?
Mousse freshly on and go, why is it like, you know, bitty and horrible and stuff? And I'm like, why
streaky.
Is this happening?
Yeah. And that is why. No, you must wash it off, guys.
Read the bottle to wash off your tan.
I do think that's why I love the Iconic stuff as well. Like, it's instant, isn't it? So you can do your face with that, you
the
know,
brush.
If you've got a last minute outing,
yeah,
develop can, throughout the evening.
And that brush that they have, what I do now is I get the mousse out and put it on a mitt, and then I get the brush and I do my hands with the brush.
Hands are very difficult.
Have you seen my hands lately, Ashley? Some of those hands I've done, they're good now.
Yeah, the iconic brush is really good. Yeah.
I've always learned a trick. You do your arms, you do your legs, you do your face,
and wash your hands, and then do them.
Do your excess. Yeah. I always get your excess of your mitt. Put it on your hands.
Yes. Very, very good.
Don't listen to me because I also didn't wash off my tan for 10 years. So.
Right. Moving on from fake tan.
I want to know where you stopped tanning as a man. Sorry, I do.
I went to a Pretty Little Thing event last week. Did my arms, did my face, did my neck, did my chest, did my ankles, didn't do anything else.
That's it. Just left the mid-region.
What's the point of wasting all that tan when no one's going to see it?
And the leg bit and the elbow bit are the most annoying bits, so leave it out.
Do you tan your vagina?
Yeah, if I'm doing the tummy.
So you would go tummy and then you would give it like a swipe over the pubic region?
Yeah. You would do full on labia?
No, not would like the inner, the outer.
To be honest, I don't know what vagina looks like. So.
Would you do down the penis? I'm genuinely interested.
I've never fake tanned my penis. Okay. I have never...
Have
never
you got enough tan to cover it? That's the question.
I fake tan my ankles where my penis stops.
Right. So this is the bit that I am excited for.
Same.
Lauren. First dilemma for Luke.
Come on.
Okay, guys. So, dilemmas, but this time with Luke as well. So, we've got another opinion here. Okay.
Love that.
My boyfriend keeps making sly digs at me that I think he thinks are funny, but it's really starting to get on my tits. If I'm getting ready, he will sometimes grab my tummy and say, hello, Rolly. Sorry. So why we thought that was funny, you didn't, did you?
That's disgusting.
That's so bad. I'm laughing because I'm nervous laughing. I'm not laughing at that.
Oh, I know.
That's mean.
Awful.
That's mean, but I'm also nervous laughing.
Yeah. Same.
I feel for this woman.
Yeah.
But he tries to laugh about it as a joke. And when we're in bed together, he always says my breath stinks.
Fucking savage.
What the fuck?
I'm laughing because James says it to me all the time. Recently, he makes the breath comment all the time and it's starting... She needs to brush her teeth. Let me start from the beginning. Recently, he makes the breath comment all the time, and it's making me really paranoid. How do I stop him from saying these things? And how do you know if your breath actually stinks?
I know the trick of breath stink. You lick your wrist, and then you sniff it. And if it smells of ass, your breath stinks. Do it, Lauren, because yours does always smell.
So my take on this is I make choices in life. Yeah, I'm one of my choices.
Brushing your teeth.
It's brushing your teeth. No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I make choices in life, and one of my choices is to drink black coffee. My other choice is to smoke now and again.
Yeah,
I know what that means. It means my breath's gonna stink. Yeah. It's a choice I make now. I would say if you don't do those things, one of the best things would be to speak to a good friend and ask if your breath stinks. What about you, Luke? What do you think?
I think the tummy thing is what we need to discuss this because...
I think this guy is psycho. I think this guy is a gaslighter.
Yeah.
I think she shouldn't be with him. I do also think that that's so cruel to say that.
Do you know what
I'm actually really conscious of my
No, honestly, lick it and sniff. Mine stinks.
Do you know what I do?
You know that's the worst thing anyone can ever say to someone?
Yeah,
that your breath stinks.
Yeah,
which is for your boyfriend to... I think... Do you know what, though? I think sometimes it's healthy to say...
Darling,
have you had a shower or...
I said it's... Maybe not a shower. I said it to my partner. I was like, I was like, you need to go and get a bit of mouthwash because we're very, very close.
Yeah.
But
can
I just say the tummy thing is disgusting?
No, that's not nice.
The tummy thing is disgusting. To me, it just sounds like he is trying to...
And imagine if she's getting ready to go out and she feels amazing and then he goes and does that. That's fucking rude. Do you know what I'd do? I'd be like, smells of dick
I would
in
say,
here. Where's yours? Because it's tiny.
Yeah.
Or something
you get
like
tiny.
That.
Yeah.
I would just say you got fucking cock cheese.
Yeah.
Cock cheese.
Horrible.
Yeah. When straight he grabs the tummy, straight away, your dick stinks.
Your dick stinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it is. Do you know what? Seriously though, we need to look at the bigger picture here, and I do think that if he's making those comments, it's not nice, and I think give him a warning.
And it's not a joke.
I think you have to tell him though, because he might think it's a joke.
But
give him one warning And so that makes me feel really shit.
We've all been with men like this.
Yeah.
We have, yeah. And we know what they're about. They try and knock you down. So on their level.
Like shit.
Yeah, and then they've got control. So
100%. This sounds like a very much control thing.
Toxic.
So I would definitely address it. 100%.
Right, next one here for you, Luke.
Go on.
Girls. I'm a 28-year-old single straight male ready to settle down. Aww. Love the podcast. I've learned so much about women. Any tips for my Hinge profile as I'm not getting many likes?
I would say he's 28 and wants to settle down. That's very, very rare for men that age. Yeah. Isn't it?
Well, let's just not say, judge.
He's an anomaly.
I would just say, my cock's huge.
Agree.
On Hinge.
Agree.
On Hinge, yeah.
But right, okay.
Something about me, my cock's huge.
My cock is huge.
The pictures, what kind of, you're allowed to say, what is it, four pictures? Or grey joggers.
In fairness though, if he wants to settle down, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
No, I don't think so.
Let me get out of my like heterosexual, my like man face.
Maybe I think a picture with a puppy or a baby. A picture with a fish, because when they go fishing.
And a cock pic.
A picture of hiking a mountain.
And a dick pic.
And a group picture.
Do you know what, though? I actually find that very attractive.
A dick pic?
Yeah. But when they're climbing mountains with the friends, I'm like, oh, go on outdoors.
So wholesome.
Like, go on outdoors. Go on athletic.
Reform seshed.
That reminds me of a reformed seshed.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, you're right.
Troubled.
Yeah. And now thinks if they climb a mountain, it will take away all the years of
being on ease.
Nice individual picture that you haven't asked someone to take.
I think smiley.
Also, can I just say, don't take a pic with your mum.
Oh, is that not good?
The reason why is my experience with my straight female friends is a not massive fan of mummy's boys.
Yeah.
Mummy's boys.
They are difficult.
Take a picture of you in the gym.
No.
That will get my fanny going. Absolutely not. I don't care. I need leg. I need arms. I need abs.
No,
and that's
ignore
why I said a group picture on holiday with your top off. Because then you've not instructed one person to take it, so you're not a narcissist.
Yeah.
In Ocean Beach.
A try hard. So I think a group picture of all the lads and you look stunning on it. But we know who you are. You put that as your last picture.
It's like you're not
three individual pictures before
I feel sorry for his mates.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing that I suggested that my friend did, which I really love, a kind of a, as if it's a candid and you're having a drink and you're just smiling.
That's what I mean. I think no pictures where you've got one leg up against the wall, your bare ankles, loafers and skinny jeans on.
No.
We don't do skinny jeans
anymore. We do not do skinny jeans.
Even though we're millennials,
we don't do skinny jeans anymore. Absolutely not.
I've not got the ankle for it.
But also a good one with him and his dog.
Yeah, a dog.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't mind dogs, but then I would think, what's your weird thing with your dog?
Also,
and then I think I don't want a dog.
Also, if he's got like a shih tzu, you think, what the fuck is that dog?
Yeah.
If he's got a big bulldog, I'm like, oh, that would turn me on.
An Alsatian for me.
Or a
bulldog is giving a little bit illegal.
Well, we know about your guy with the pugs.
And were we right? Were we right?
We were right.
He had a pug.
Yeah.
And then you matched him on Hinge, and then what happened?
This isn't about me.
Spill the beans.
This isn't about me.
Right, we've got a very, very juicy question. Last question.
So
I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about it.
God.
Oh, God.
We've all got that one fart that haunts us.
Fart?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know mine, and what's yours again? I can't remember yours.
I've done a sex fart.
Yeah, mine was.
I'll never forget.
When I was like.
And not from the fanny.
Mine was like when I was 10 years old and I was waiting to go home after my maths tutor's house.
Okay.
And my mum was talking to him and I needed my after school shit. And I was like, fucking hurry up, mum!
Yeah, after school shit.
Yeah.
And it was in this tiny corridor of this man's house. And I just did a massive fart. And my mum and him both looked at me like, what?
It's one of those that, like, forever.
Yeah.
Or even a poo yourself. Just one of those moments.
I know exactly what it is.
I knew you would.
So first of all, I'm lactose intolerant. So if I have any dairy, any cheese, anything that pushes past my lips, yeah. I can smell dairy and I need to go toilet.
Yeah. What's a shame for you?
I'll picture this. Ready?
I did.
So picture this.
Go on, we're ready.
It's gay pride.
Okay.
I'm wearing a blue top. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing white jeans.
Oh, that was a bad time for you.
So you know where this is going. Mm-hmm. Just had food. And I was dancing to Ariana Grande, pretending I had a ponytail, whacking it around like this.
Can we put a ponytail on you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I really think that would suit you.
I was in pride. Had a drink and then I felt like my stomach was a bit like, do you know what I mean? When it's a bit
journey.
Like
anxiety.
Next minute, I was like, oh, I just need fart.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So I thought, I'll go away from my friends, fart.
That's so respectful. I wouldn't do that.
Very respectful. Yeah. Fart and come back.
Yeah. Lauren's the one that turns around and goes, who did that? And it's her.
Farted. Mm-hmm. What I thought farted. And I went, oh. This is not a fart. So I ran to the toilet, opened up the cubicle, locked the cubicle behind me, pulled it down, and I went, oh God, that is a full on shit. So I took the jeans off. I took the boxers off. The boxers went straight in the bin.
Good.
They've got to. I looked down at my jeans. They've gone through my jeans. I'm in the middle of pride.
Baby has a poo.
This is at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no.
So at my fucking night's over. If it was black jeans, I could probably get away with it. I would be in the kitchen. I'd be in the soap like this.
Yeah, trying to get it out. I thought you would have done that.
Oh, white jeans. No. It was it was a circle like this in my jeans, and I just went, I've got to go home.
Oh, you had to.
But the parties were still going. So, and I was like, no. I've got to get a taxi. So I went out of the toilet, holding, pulling down my top, went home. Was so drunk. Didn't even realise I did it. The next morning I woke up, my boyfriend walked in and went, what's this?
And so it's almost like you relived it twice.
And I went, oh my God, yeah. I pooed myself last night. So yeah. That is my fart slash poo slash story. I need some sort of CBT after that, to be honest.
My
I think
God.
You're the first people I've told that, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Exclusive there.
We've all pooed
ourselves. We've all pooed, we've all pissed, we've all done stuff.
Yeah, we've all pooed our pants.
It is what it is.
And
it
I do think, like, if you're messing with that area and stuff as well, like sex
poo,
sex
we also need to stop being careful and stop eating cheese and stuff in dairy. When I'm lactose. Right.
I mean, yeah.
But who's going to give up cheese?
Not me.
No.
I would poo myself for a block of cheese.
100%.
It's my social anxiety now as well. Like, I go,
we were saying this, weren't we? I don't know what you're like, but we are introverted extroverts. Is that the word?
I'm the exact same.
So we're really la-la-la, but actually...
Yeah, but when you meet
that's what we say.
And that's why I always think when someone meets me, I'm like, I don't want to be a disappointment.
I'm not going to be what you thought I was going
to
be.
I don't want to be a disappointment to you because you see 15 seconds of me online and I don't want to be a disappointment. So when they come over, I have to go,
you have to put your A
and I go, hi!
It's showtime!
Yeah, and then when they go, I'm like, oh my God, my social battery is like...
Yes, we always say this about social battery.
And like, we'll be in a taxi on our way to an event and we're like... Come on, girl.
You have to have 2 minutes to proper
G yourself.
You have to be like, come on, no one hates you. Everything's fine. Everyone likes you. You're supposed to be. I always say you're supposed to be here because I always think I shouldn't buy my.
Do you get imposter syndrome?
Oh, massively.
Same. I get that so bad.
So when I went to Pretty Little Thing the last week, I was sat down. I was like, I shouldn't be here.
Shut up.
A guy from Stoke-on-Trent who was taught shit on the internet and suddenly is propelled into this world.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was doing. And now suddenly I'm just running
with it. But that's the beauty of you, Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, but like...
Because you're real.
When you just think to yourself, I shouldn't be
How
here.
How did this happen?
I'm from Stoke-on-Trent. I'm from a council estate.
Yeah.
How am I here? And I look around and I'm like, this...
You're looking at all these people.
And I'm like, you're on telly, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, wow,
it's a real thing.
But also, do you find when you leave these like events and stuff, you go,
yeah.
I cried. Where did we get home from? We did our brunch and we did two 2 days in, we did a PLT brunch, yeah. And I got home and I cried my eyes out.
I was pregnant.
Because you were overwhelmed.
Like, yeah. I was completely overwhelmed.
We were staying in this gorgeous hotel and the people like in the room next to us.
It was just, it had so a I got home and cried.
All night as well.
It was so overwhelming.
I did the same because I went a Kiehl's event on the same day as Pretty Little Thing event. So I went down in the Kiehl's event, went the Pretty Little Thing event and stayed over. And I woke up the next day and I was like, I shouldn't be here.
I want my home
now.
But it's not, it is. I like dipping my foot in and out
and then
of it.
That's what we do.
Because I like to think it's great, but back to reality.
Yeah, I want my home. I want my comfort.
I need my partner. I need my mum. I
agree.
Need my dad.
Totally agree.
I need that touch of reality where I go, I dip my foot in, I dip out.
I did my bit. Yeah. I agree. I think we are
we
so
say
like
yes
that.
To only about 20% of the stuff.
Yeah, I'm the same with Emma.
To.
Emma's yeah, like, and yeah. I'm just like, should I? And she was like, you should go that one.
So that's
you
Emma shouldn't. Is Luke's agent, and she's here today. She's yeah. absolutely lovely.
But no, I think, and I don't think people realise that. No. And I think you look sometimes at influencers, whatever you want to call it, celebrities, and you think, oh, I wish I was more like that. But in reality, we're all the same.
Yeah.
Very much so. We've all been through shit. We've yeah. all had trauma. Like, every single person out there is dealing with some sort of hardship.
I think yeah. The more trauma you've had, the funnier you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Trauma.
That's
trauma.
What we always say.
No, I completely agree. Same. Yeah. I'm quite funny and it's because I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I also same. Think as well, like, I'm very thankful of stuff that, not the trauma, because there was a lot of like, I'm thankful for being bullied in school.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't have this defense mechanism where I have to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't have that, I'd still be shy. I'd still yeah. be in myself.
No, it's
I would
so
still be
true.
So unconfident.
Yeah.
If I was still how I was in school,
you'd be boring as yeah, well. And there's nothing worse
here.
Than boring.
I'd be really into myself. Yeah. I'd be really shy. I'd cry all the time.
Yeah. Everything
happens for a reason.
And what you need to do is take your negatives and turn them into a positive.
And on that note, guys, thank you, Luke.
I've loved
this.
How
have
fantastic.
Absolutely loved it. Honestly, if you get your own pod going, I think
I want you both on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it would be amazing.
Yeah. You've
thank
done
you're one
thing.
Of us. We've enjoyed it. It's been fantastic.
Thank you. I've really, really enjoyed being here. Thank you so much for having
you're welcome,
me. It's been great.
Darling.
Give him a follow on social.
They probably already do.
Luke Hamnett at Luke Hamnett on TikTok and Instagram.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honestly, girls, thank you so much for having me, and you're both smashing it.
Oh,
thanks. So are you.
No problem.
So, guys, you can listen to Friday's episode if you sign up to our Patreon. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday with another episode.
Subscribe and download.
Tap, tap, tap. Love you guys. Bye, darlings.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.